Coming up on the show, we've got Junior Senior on the phone, who are hilarious. Have you ever spoken to those, Alex?
No, I haven't, but I'm looking forward to speaking to them later on.
They're funny boys. We've also got Mark Dinning from Empire Magazine coming in, talking about X-Men 2 and Die Another Day. And we've got loads of James Bond goodies to give away, including some toy cars.
Fantastic.
Very nice.
You can give us a bell on 08700 100 600, or why don't you try by the emailing facility on www.bbc.co.uk/6music.
You're such an old man. The email facility, Alex. Also, email us with your Quinn and Jukebox choices, and you can win a copy of the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack, which is all very, very exciting.
There was near hysteria this week in the tabloids when it was revealed that there were plans to give Tariq Aziz asylum in Britain, a massive house, benefits round the clock, and David Beckham's job at Man United when he goes abroad. Millions phoned the Sun's phone line to rant about the four-eyed, sarin crazy, dulled spongemonger living over here in our dear old Queen Mum's house, God rest her soul. People were livid, demanding that everyone be kicked out of the country now. Meanwhile, the May Day demo was dominated by pikies and crusty anarchists, with the police eventually turning their soap and water cannons onto them. Good news on Thursday when UEFA said the FA could allow England thugs to travel to the next match against Slovakia, so Woodgate and Boya could now be included in the squad. Oh, more shoddy jokes like this and great music up until 1 o'clock.
Walk out to REM, The Great Beyond, that's one of their hit singles from the past.
And one of my choices, I believe, for this week.
Yes, Alex, that's absolutely correct. Well enough making that point. Now, don't forget, you can phone us 08700 100 600 or email us by going to www.bbc.co.uk/6music. And you can email us your tracks for Quinn and Jukebox, where you could win the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack if we play them. We've got a couple in here. This one's from Ryan Rennie. Who surely is a spy or something. The Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drums, The Drum, New Order, Blue Monday, and Shed 7. Why can't I be you? Shed 7, my goodness gracious me. They will never be played on my show as long as I live.
Gareth Radford likes David Axelrod, Holy Thursday, Mary Clayton, The Gimme Shelter, a roller skate jam named Saturday. Goodness me, De La Soul, that is.
De La Soul?
De La Soul.
3 feet high and rising. Madonna, of course, was speaking exclusively to Jonathan Ross last night on his Insipid TV show. What did you think of it, Alex? You saw it. You're our correspondent.
Well, I did see it, and it's easy to criticise, but I thought it was crap. No, I mean, her songs, you know, I like the chorus of that one, you know, American Life.
American Life,
I like
big
that,
hit.
But the rest of it. And, you know, it struck me that she can sort of do what she likes nowadays, and maybe she might just be having a little joke with us.
You think that she could be taking the Michael with her silly rap?
I think so, and you know, all that kind of faux humility that she does. Now, I mean, it's, you know, she can't win, because if she's being all grand, I'd be saying, oh, what a show off.
It's Princess Diana, Martin Bashir all over again.
It's a bit of that, yeah, but you know, I just thought that, you know, she, even her dancing, she used to be known as a bit of a dancer. She does that kind of wedding dance
shuffle. She used to be known as a bit of a tart. In the 80s, that was her gimmick, wasn't it? She was a bit of a tart.
Yeah.
But now she's respectable.
She keeps changing her image. Mm. And now it seems to be her image is basically, look, I'll just try any old rubbish. They'll swallow anything. Won't they?
Yeah, let's end that sentence there before we get in any legal trouble. We're going to be talking to Junior Senior later on the show. And don't forget, you can give us a call. We're looking forward to talking to you. We're not desperate or anything. We just, you know, it'd be nice.
No, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Horny teenage Russian lesbo pop duo Tattoo have cancelled their forthcoming tour of the UK. Despite them already having one hit, no one can be bothered to pay 50 quid just to sit at the back of Wembley Arena to watch them touching each other's bottoms. A fan of the group said, "Why pay for tickets when I've splashed out on the video? In fact, I've splashed out on it 3 times this morning already." A spokesman for the group said, "Don't worry, fellas, I mean kids, the girls are busy right now recording another hit single and sucking each other's nipples." The Smiths, and heaven knows they're blooming miserable now, for goodness sakes. You can call us 08700 100 600. Text us. The new text technology, which, Alex, you don't trust.
Well, I don't trust it. I don't really see how texting is going to end up on our screen here in the studio.
I tell you what I don't understand. Texting and the fax machine.
It's a miracle.
It's just science.
We can do
it's
nowadays.
Science beyond our beliefs. Now, text us 07940 100 600 or go to the website www.bbc.co.uk/6music. And you can email us there and tell us your Quinn and the Jukebox tracks you fancy playing. And if we play them, you'll win the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. Alex, have you got some there?
Yes, very quickly. Beck Galloway and what's clearly a husband or something called Graham.
A husband or something.
Artist 1, Lady Tron, Light and Magic, The Juliana Hatfield 3, My Sister, Susie and the Banshees, Israel.
Excellent. We'll have more of those later on. But now at 10:30, it's time for the news.
This is Celtics music.
Across the UK, online.
www.bbc.co.uk/6music.
From the BBC.
Six suicide bomb arrest.
Thing 90s pop quiz, and we've got copies of a brand new Later with Jules DVD to give away. I'm Chris Hawkins with you Sunday afternoon from 1.
From the BBC.
Hungry for love. The Hawk.
Oh, Ian Lee, Alex Lowe, we're here until 1. We'll be talking about movies, music and bums.
From the BBC.
This is 6 Music.
I know who you're thinking of when we said Gemma Hayes, who's going to be coming next. You're thinking of Gerry Hayes, the slightly...
The Tory MP.
Yeah, the weird... Have you met him?
No.
He's an odd fellow. Ah, boys, come and talk to me. He's a very odd fellow, bless him. Jerry, he's not Gerry Hayes, though.
Why would I have met Gerry Hayes?
Because you, sir, are a bit of a... I won't say but you are a bit of one. Well, listen, you've been talking about the Morrison, Van Morrison.
Well, this is amazing. A landlord, Gary Marlowe, is suing... Not Barlow, Marlowe, is suing Van Morrison for £300,000 after rock superstar didn't turn up for a gig at his pub in the village of Everly in rural Wiltshire. Now, I'm not being funny, but could it... be that it's a fake Van Morrison?
Do you you're suspicious that Van Morrison would not play in a pub, aren't you? That's your feeling.
I've just got the feeling. You know, did Van Morrison turn up and say, "Lay on a few Scotch eggs and some sausage rolls"? I'll do a bit of a gig for you.
Bottle light ale, yes. I'll knock us on my hits,
no,
Brown Eyed Girl.
I'll do it next week if you like.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely. And it's up on the chalkboard and everything.
Yeah, next week, Oasis in the Snug. You know, I mean, I don't really buy it myself.
No, I'm surprised by that. I once there was a scam going around a few years ago. I remember that there was people going to pubs and saying, "I can get you the Monkees for £500." It really were actually saying that, and people would have, there were pubs with chalkboards saying the 4 original Monkees.
Well,
I don't think so.
Talking of fakes, which we were, neatly segueing onto this, a Sprout picker, sort of, a Sprout picker who swindled $73,000 by posing as a hit songwriter for Rubbish Outfits, Westlife and Boyzone, was jailed this week. Brian Simpson conned Linda Pinnock, who even sold her house and moved into a caravan. The judge jailed him for 18 months, but said for those people who really wrote Westlife songs, life should mean life.
Very quickly, before why would you sell your house for someone who wrote songs for Westlife anyway, even if they really did?
I don't know. He charmed her somehow.
There's some blooming good songs there. Some blooming good songs. Anyway, let a good thing go. Gerry Hayes, the MP. Is that the Blurs from their new album, The Think Tank?
The Blurs. Ian has just come out with...
Who is it? I wasn't listening to that at all. Oh, it was Lotus Eaters, first picture of you. We're coming to the Blur later on, aren't we? So it's so crazy in the studio.
No, I'll tell you why, in our defence. We were talking about something amazing. Ian has just revealed that he used to be a hypnotist.
Yeah,
he went around pubs. Yeah, I am still speaking. he used to go around pubs. Hold your fire. Right, now you can speak. What happened?
So that was all of your sentences. No, the point was, when I was at college, I used to go and do hypnotism in pubs and stuff like that, in various dodgy venues, without a licence, completely legally. But you're doubting that it would work. And I'm saying, well, why would I go off into pubs, rough pubs, and do an act when it was all faked?
No,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, all I'm saying, Ian, is that when I did my degree at that famous acting school in the East Midlands, Leicester Polytechnic,
degrees from polytechnics?
They do at mine. De Montfort, it's now.
Oh, yeah,
De Montfort
University. Yes.
Anyway, at Freshers Week, there was always someone like... you know, the Master of Illusion, Eddie Burke,
the Mindbender.
The Mindbender. And he'd come on and he had a sort of, you know, a ghetto blast, and he'd press it and a lot of strange music would come out, and he'd say, "Now for the Magic Castle, Eddie Burke." And the only thing is, the only thing I think about it is if the place is full of show-offs who want to get up and do it, then they're
going
to do it.
Is this going anywhere else, or is this a dig at me?
No, I just want to ask, Ian, if it's real.
Yes, it is.
And how do you do it?
I'm not going to tell you that now.
Well, someone's going to say something, otherwise it's going to be complete silence.
I'll play a record then.
Oh, all right.
Right, was that Blur?
Blur.
That was definitely Blur, was it?
That's
that was
the
definitely the Blurs.
Yes.
All right, but I've made a shocking job of announcing the records. We've not played any Kiss at all, and I've said they're all Kiss records. Detroit Rock City by Kiss there. Hope you enjoyed it.
Can I just go back to the hypnotism?
Oh,
thing?
If you must do, you...
Yeah, no, what I want to know
tubby
is...
Tubby freak.
Do you need any special powers to be able to do this? When I say special powers...
You don't need special powers. You do need to be able to have, like, lasers come out of your eyes when you look at someone. Yes, that's it, though. Otherwise, it's nothing. No, you just need to have a relaxing voice, Alex, and to speak very
nice.
Slowly.
Do you know, I'm going back to a trauma I had in my childhood already.
See, that's the problem, though. If you do hypnotise someone who's a bit traumatised...
That's what I was going
to
ask.
That brings it all out. They burst into tears, you get sued, you go to court, you can't perform your act anymore. That's how you end it.
But in a pub situation, when you're going doing this thing...
Yes.
You were saying earlier that it's kind of, you know, people take umbrage at what you're doing.
We had one chap who got offended because we made a woman get her hand stuck to a table and he thought that was obscene. And
made my wife's hand stick to the table?
It wasn't even his wife.
Out of order.
It was a friend of a friend of a friend of his, and he thought that was obscene. You better stop her having her hand stuck to the table.
You made my mate eat an onion. That is out of order, mate. Step outside now.
Bang out of order, you mind bender.
Yeah.
So can we stop talking about hypnotism now?
Yeah, we've reached the end of that.
Yes, I think we have. Listen, you can get in touch with us, www.bbc.co.uk/6music, then click on the picture of the skinny fella, or you can text us, 07940. There's two. There's a skinny fella and a tubby fella. They were sitting in a bath. You never believe what happened. 07940 100 600, you can text us.
Oh,
I daren't say what this song is. I think it's Bob Dylan, All Along the Watchtower. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. Roxy Music, Pyjama-rama. I should stop that. It's getting on my nerves. I listen to that, though. I'm going to bring some drums in next week. Should we bring a whole drum kit in?
Why not? Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, please. What have you got there, Alex, though?
Well, I just wanted to ask anyone to email in if you have, indeed. I'm prepared to keep flogging this rather lame dead horse.
It's lame and dead.
Lame and dead.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever been hypnotised by TV's Ian Lee?
By me or by anyone, because I just want to prove that it's not fake.
Yeah, well, all right, anyone, have you been hypnotised?
What's the email address, very quickly, sir?
Oh, bbc.co.uk/6music.
This is 6 Music.
Stevie Wonder. There was a thing, without, you know, being insensitive, there was a thing about a year ago, wasn't it, that they were going to implant a chip. Do you remember this in Stevie Wonder's head and he was going to be able to see for the first time? I wonder if that happened. I just remember that it was a big thing about a year ago.
Good God.
Anyway,
no.
I believe this is the thing from my local paper. It's quite a sad story, but if you ignore the sad bit, it's quite amusing. A victim was found naked in Argyle Road, Tottenham, and has refused to explain to police how he came to be injured. The man was discovered by police in the early hours of Monday, the April 14th, with a stab wound in his arm, and he was completely naked. Police followed a trail of blood. The man was rushed to hospital for treatment, but would still not tell police why he was naked in the street. Why was this man naked, Alex?
I don't know, I'm looking for the humorous bit.
No, he was nutty.
Rather horrible story.
Oh, dear, I just need to confess. I need to get it out of my system. Seriously. Go on, what have you got?
On a lighter note, F-list celebrities keen to resurrect their tatty careers on Honestly, I Am a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It, were wondering if the promise of a daytime show and exclusive in Bella was really worth it this week after they were forced a lot of scary tasks in the jungle. Daniela got a face full of bugs and Wayne said he was delighted to stay. Unfortunately, he'd misheard Catalina when she described the lakeside as teeming with massive crocs. I have to say, you know, if you were Wayne Sleep...
I'm moving away from the microphone. I don't want anything to do with that.
If you were Wayne Sleep with those waffles strapped to your head...
Oh, he had a waffle suit and was forced up a dark tunnel.
Wouldn't you wonder where it had all gone wrong? I mean, really, cracking telly. I particularly like when his glasses fell off and
that made me sad. Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah,
on him,
but the bloke naked with a stab wound, no. Nothing doesn't touch you.
Why was he naked in the street?
Perhaps we'll return to it.
Why was he naked? I don't get it. Audio Slave, Like a Stone. I bought the album of theirs yesterday. I shall listen to it this afternoon, and Alex, next week, I'll let you know what I think.
Would you?
Coming up in the show, we've got Junior Senior on the phone. I believe they're off somewhere playing a fantastic concert or a gig.
A geek.
Later on. And Mark Denning from Empire Magazine will be in to talk about X-Men 2, Die Another Day. And we're giving away some James Bond goodies, which is very, very good. You can give us a call, 08700 100 600. Let's go to the phone lines now, see who we've got. Hello, who's there?
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's Trevor. Listen, I'm downstairs. I've been into reception. They said something about, you know, they've never heard of me. Can you come down and let me in?
You're outside the studio today.
Yeah. I've been into reception now, but it's another like hitch or something.
Do you want to come in and stuff?
Yeah. Don't be silly. Can you come and let me in, mate?
Alex, can you go and?
I didn't know he was coming.
No.
Yeah. Hey, listen. While I've got you, what are you guys up to tonight?
Oh, I'm busy.
Early night, probably.
No, seriously. What it is a bunch of us are coming down from, like, Milton Keynes, you know.
Yeah.
Suspects, you know. So, Milton Keynes, massive. Yeah.
Why have you phoned up to tell us this, Trevor?
No, for one of our mad nights out. I just wondered if you wanted, you know, to come along.
I can't. Oh,
they're all going to be there, like, Mad Dan the Man.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you about Dan. Like,
Trevor, listen, we're going to have to go and play a record. It's The Orbital.
Ian.
It's The Orbital.
Ian.
Unbelievable. Alex. What's he phoning us up for?
Security. Ian! Alex!
You're listening to Ian Lee and Alex Slow on 6 Music till 1 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to have Mark Dinning from Empire Magazine talking about X-Men 2 and Die Another Day.
Yeah, please send in your request for Quinn the Jukebox. Steve Dooley has been in touch again, but he won last week, so we're not giving him anything.
And the other fella, Matt Whitby, he's been rude.
He's rude.
Here's Slash and Burn, the Manic Street Preachers. This is a Radio 1 session.
Let's do it.
That's the Bloomin' Street Preachers with Slash and Burn. You can email us, www.bbc.co.uk/6music, and click on one of our pictures. We've got an email from John in Manchester. Hello, I seem to have a problem with my DAB. It seems to be stuck on Radio Norwich, but I want to listen to 6 Music. I think what he's saying, Alex, is that you're rubbish.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
It's a thinly veiled insult at you.
See, I wouldn't have got that.
No, I know you, because you're such a nice chap. Now, listen,
you must be used to criticism.
you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, Thursday saw the annual May Day marches take place throughout central London. The usual bunch of wasters, stoners, pikers, ruffians and losers donned their blue uniforms to patrol the streets and possibly arrest some unfortunate protesters outside Topshop. Despite a lower turnout than in previous years, the protesters still managed to cause significant damage by planting a traffic cone on a statue and bumming a monkey.
A man had an nasty fall down an escalator at Waterloo this week and woke up to see Peter staring at him. No, not St. Peter at the gate, but St. Peter Stringfellow, the patron saint of mucky dancing. The gorgeous silky-haired dream boy, 83, was praised this week for helping Rowan Sloan and even paying for his cab. Stringfellow hit the headlines recently for trying to open a nude table dancing club in Dublin so the Irish can enjoy the crack.
Think carefully before you speak a word. Please make sure it's in your heart.
It'll be the same without you, Mendoza Line, and with the time, almost exactly 11:30, here's the news.
This is 6 Music.
Across the UK, on Freeview, Channel 77.
Crystal, clear sound.
This is 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Coming up, Mark Dinning from Empire Magazine has just walked in. We'll be talking about X-Men 2, Die Another Day. We're giving away the Die Another Day DVD and a load of other Bond goodies. Stay tuned.
From the BBC.
This is 6 Music.
There, yeah, that was lovely, wasn't it? Did you enjoy that, Alex?
Yeah, very much.
Ian Lee, Alex Lowe here till 1 o'clock, and don't worry then, someone decent will be coming in. It's Lamack, I believe. Steve Lamack.
Return of Lamack!
he's the governor. We'll have Junior Cena later on in the show phoning up and talking to us, but Mark Dinning from Empire Magazine is coming. Good morning, sir, you all right?
Morning, chaps. Yeah, very well, thank you.
You've got a huge cup of coffee there to see you through the morning.
It's a mega bargain bucket or
that
something.
Caffeine rush. What films are you going to talk about today? What have we got?
It's got to be X-Men 2, really. There's a few things out this week, but X-Men 2 is kind of the big kahuna that you should probably all be watching, really. It's a massive event movie, obviously the sequel to X-Men, as the title would suggest.
Yeah.
And a lot better. X-Men, a lot of the criticism of X-Men was that it was just a bit boring, really.
Now, I've not seen either of these movies, but I'm going to go and try and see X-Men 1 this weekend and see X-Men 2 maybe next week. Is it much, much better, X-Men 2? Is it more impressive?
Yeah, I mean, simply the problem, I think, with X-Men 1 was Bryan Singer, the director, wasn't given the money he needed. So his take on this is, now that X-Men made all this money, I can go back and make the movie I already initially wanted to make.
Yes.
Even.
Yes.
And it is very good. Great set pieces. A great sort of start of a raid on the White House. And just some really good scraps going on.
There's more superheroes in this one as well, aren't there?
Hundreds of them.
How, who's the best? I like the sound of Iceman. He was always my favourite.
To be honest with you, I got a bit confused, I have to say. I forget. I mean, Pyro I'm with because he does the fire thing, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people like Rogue, I never quite figured out what she did. She seems to suck the life out of the audience.
She's the one that touches people and gets their memories, isn't she?
Yeah, but it didn't seem to serve any great purpose.
It's not the best power at all, is it?
She's quite pretty, I guess. Maybe her power is to look pretty.
But, Alex, who's your favourite superhero?
It's Wolverine. when he was on the Gladiators, he was even better. But
you're looking a bit like Wolverine today. Just really hairy, and that's it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So who's in this film? Who are the stars?
Well, really, yeah. As you say, Wolverine. He is the man. Mr. Hugh Jackman. And he, much the same as the first one, he's the main man.
Well, listen, we'll come on to Hugh Jackman in a minute. We've got a clip from the film. Now, let me get this right. This is whilst leading a military raid on Professor Xavier's school, leading anti-mutant campaigner. I can't read.
No.
Alex, you read it. I can't read that at all today. Do your posh acting voice.
Whilst leading a military raid on Professor, and it's Xavier, not Xavier, school, leading anti-mutant campaigner and former army commander William Stryker, Brian Cox, confronts Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, who has no memory of his past.
Wolverine? Well, I must admit, this is certainly the last place I'd expect to find you. How long has it been? 15 years? Don't you remember?
Don't you remember? That sounds wicked! You don't pull the confused face, Alex. That sounds like a good film.
Yeah.
What happens in it?
Right, really simply, in X-Men 1, there were good mutants and bad mutants fighting each other. In this one, they've got to team up. They've got to reluctantly team up to battle this mysterious General Stryker, who wants to wipe them all out. So Jackman is a good guy, and there's obviously some past between him and Stryker. I don't really want to say exactly what.
Don't
it is,
blow the
plot.
But
it's all very sinister, and that's actually one of the best bits of the movie, is this dark subplot.
I was going to ask because my first thoughts are it's just full of special effects and that's about it. But it sounds like there's a half decent plot for us old folks.
Oh yeah, very much so. The Wolverine, as daft as his name is, the question is how did he become this mutant, and Stryker has something sinister to do with that, but we're not quite sure what at this
Wolverine
point.
Wolverine always looks like Neil Young, I thought.
Yeah.
He's got anyway, we mentioned Hugh Jackman earlier on. We've got a clip of him now talking about working with his idols Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
I was kind of saying to everybody, I said, I'm basically in a movie with Pacino and De Niro. This is Pacino and De Niro right here, which I believe they are. They're the English version that may not have had the same history.
Alex, I believe you wish to say something.
That was incredible. Ian McKellen is the new Robert De Niro. Go ahead, punk. No, he doesn't say that, does he? What does he say? Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? Because I saw that Ian McKellen in the paper was saying that he wouldn't go and see this film in a month of Sundays.
I think that was him being a bit wicked and camp. I mean, I'm not quite sure that Al and Bobby would want to be compared to a balding guy and a very camp thespian.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I don't know. Maybe you never know.
X-Men 2, is it out now?
It sure is. Out yesterday, and you really should go and see it.
Fantastic. Okay, well, listen, we'll be talking about Die Another Day in a moment. We're giving away a DVD and some more Bond goodies. But as a little teaser for that, here's Madonna with the theme tune to Die Another Day. Madonna, Die Another Day. Madonna, of course, who was a little bit pony on the Jonathan Ross thing last night we were just discussing. Now, Mark, we're going to talk about this movie here, Die Another Day. Look, Alex, Die Another
look
Day.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Fantastic. Tell us about it.
OK, the 20th Bond, and its 40th anniversary. So, obviously, a big extravagant. It's a Bond extravaganza.
40 years of Bond?
No, 40 years of Bond.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of the best things about this movie. I mean, plot-wise, it's the usual guff. Bond goes around, knocks off a load of ladies, and tries to kill the bad guy who's going to destroy the world.
I think he's a little bit more gentlemanly about it than that, isn't he? He'll just knock him off.
Well, he gives him a drink first, I guess.
Yes.
But the big thing about this movie is all of the references. As the 40th anniversary, they've really made a big effort to... So in various scenes, you'll see the crocodile from Octopussy, for example, will roll up and all sorts of things like that. So it's great. If you're a Bond fan, the main thing with this is to spot where all the different...
Do you know, I've never seen... This is shocking, a Brosnan Bond film at all. I just love Roger Moore too much. I can't watch anybody else. I saw... who was the fella after Roger Moore?
Timothy
Dalton. He was awful, wasn't he? He was atrocious.
Yeah, he's easily the worst, I think.
But this is coming out. This is a double DVD, is it? That's
it's an absolutely terrific DVD. Probably
10
one of
hours
the best
of special features.
You're bonded out by the end of it. But really good stuff. There's a commentary by Brosnan and Rosamund Pike, who is the new Bond girl, and there's also stuff by Tam Hori, the director. There's really loads and loads. Everything you could ever want to know about that movie is
A double disc. There's commentaries, there's making of Die Another Day, there's documentaries about the car chases and absolutely everything on there. If you're a fan of your DVDs and your Bond stuff, then that is fantastic. And that's out to buy at the moment, is it?
It certainly is, yeah. And really, I can't emphasise enough, a great disc.
Well, listen, we're going to be giving away that DVD and a couple of other Bond goodies. We'll keep these for a second. Let's talk about the film that's we've picked for us to watch on TV tonight.
It's got to be Rocky. 11 o'clock, BBC One.
Oh, yes.
One of the finest movies of all time. Unfortunately, they're talking about making part 6 as we speak. I think, you know, Sly's got to pay the mortgage and it's all dried up.
They're doing a new Rambo as well, aren't they?
It's the same as Schwarzenegger with this Terminator 3 nonsense. It's sort of like, well, everything's dried up, let's go back
in
to the
new Rambo. He's apparently hunting down Osama bin Laden. This
really?
Is absolutely true. Yes, this is the proposed plot for Rambo 6 or whatever.
Oh, he can take on a lot of
it. He can do it. But anyway, so we're talking about Rocky. It's on tonight. It's a classic film. If you're feeling a bit low, boys, it's an inspirational movie, huh?
It's really inspirational. I mean, Stallone won the Oscar for it, for the screenplay he wrote in his bedsit. It really was a rags-to-riches thing. He sat there with it. He didn't even have a typewriter. He sat there and wrote it out on pen and paper. And he's great, and there's some lovely romantic touches in it as well. There's Rocky and his wife go ice skating, which all sounds very girly, but it's just the lovely Adrian.
Adrian.
Who's Talia Shire, who, incidentally, bathes in her own wee.
That's not incidental, and that's a big...
Sean William Scott told me that.
Oh.
Quite why, I don't know. We were having a chat at the bar, and he'd just done a film with Tyler Shite, and he said, she smells, she bathes
in her own wee. That's nothing. Oh. Alex bathes in his own blubber, which is amazing. So what time on the channel is it on tonight?
11 p.m. BBC One.
11 p.m. BBC One. We should be watching that now. We have got these fantastic goodies. I've got here in my hand a Die Another Day double DVD. I've also got a tiny car, James Bond car, Jaguar XKR. This is from the Die Another Day movie. It's a corgi car. What have you got there, Alex?
I've got the Aston Martin Vanquish from Die Another Day.
Now, is that the car that goes all silly and turns invisible in the film?
That's the one.
These are very, very exclusive. And these are always the things you see on Cash in the Attic or Book Sale Challenge in about 20 years' time, worth a fortune. So if you want to win these, you're going to have to give it... What's the question? We should have a question,
right,
I suppose.
A little bit long-winded, but bear with me. As I said, it's the 40th anniversary of this movie. Peppered with references. Halle Berry in her bikini is an obvious Ursula Andress from Dr. No reference.
Now, I would bathe in her wee. I'll tell you that, Halle Berry. Yeah.
Moving on.
But in another scene in Cuba, Bond picks up a book titled Birds of the West Indies. Who is the author of that book?
What the heck of question is that?
Is it Pauline Quirk?
It's not, you're close.
Is it J.R. Hartley?
No.
Give us the question one more time, just in case any of the boffins at home missed it.
This is a reference question. So while in Cuba, James Bond picks up a book titled Birds of the West Indies. Is a real book.
Look, we don't get any emails,
and
is it?
What is the name of the author of that book? It obviously ties back into Bond.
Listen, I hope you've been listening to that question. If you think you know the answer and you want to win the Bond DVD, the two cars, then go to the website www.bbc.co.uk/6music and email us your answer. We'll hopefully have a winner soon. But now, here's... Oh, I love this. The theme tune from Rocky. Come on, I'm going to fly now.
Yeah!
Moving units between us and them. Mark Dinning from Empire Magazine has left the building. He has left the building. Before he left, he did give us this question. In the film Die Another Day, James Bond is seen holding and reading a book, Birds of the West Indies. Who wrote it? You can email us by going to www.bbc.co.uk/6music and clicking on a picture of me. It's not Ian Fleming. Ian Fleming didn't write it, as everybody is saying at the moment. No, not at all. Anyway, Alex, have you got anything you want to say, or shall I move on to the next track, sir?
Let's move on to the next track. I've got some quality.
Alex,
Well,
you said we want to... Let's just stop there. We have been having some crazy answers to the question that we said. We ought to finish this up now, actually. Matt Dinning from Empire Magazine came in and set the question. In the film, James Bond film Die Another Day, Bond is holding a book, Birds of the West Indies. Who wrote it? Well, I can tell you, it's not Ian Fleming, as everybody said. Alex, do you know the answer?
The answer is, indeed, in fact, James Bond.
James Bond wrote it. And well done to Hamish Symington from Cambridge. You've won the Die Another Day double DVD and these two fantastic Corgi Bond cars. And shame on Graham Sims, who's just emailed the answer in. Just a second. Graham Sims.
Well, yeah, long enough, that? Didn't he?
He had plenty of time. He took his time. Got to say, Senior from Junior Senior will be on the phone in the next 5-10 minutes telling us about their what they're up to at the day. They're lovely. They're lovely fellas. What have you got there, sir?
Well, just to say that there's a march, isn't there? Something in central London where a load of stoners are marching.
I believe
today,
so.
If they can be bothered to turn up. There are mobile fruit and nut wagons for anyone with the munchies. But it was a case of roll me a fat one, Harry, as Royal Stoner Prince Harry was voted top pin-up by Ms. Magazine. He should be careful. It was revealed this week that cannabis is far more dangerous than first thought. Scientists have concluded it can cause severe schizophrenia. Prince Harry said this week, nonsense, I'm fine. And so am I.
Alex, I'd like to thank you for losing us a job on Six Music. Cheers. You know it feels nice watching the sun come up, but I've realised. That's the Gold Fraps and their song Train. I've been seeing their posters all around everywhere and thinking, well, I might just buy the album because that looks brilliant. I shan't be bothering. Now, on the phone, we've got half of the hit sensational duo of the year. We've got Senior from Junior Senior. Hello, sir, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You've got Ian and Alex here on the phone. Are you still in Manchester at the moment?
No, we're in Leeds. We're on our way to Manchester.
Oh, you're on your way to Manchester. You're playing Manchester this evening, are you?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And were you playing a gig last night?
We played at something called The Cockpit in Leeds.
The Cockpit. Pit in Leeds, and how did it go? Was it a success? Because I saw you about a month or so ago, and you were worried that no one was going to come to your gigs, and it would just be empty. Have people been turning up? Have they?
Yeah, it was full. It was so good. The audience was really, really good.
See,
it sounds like, you know, yeah, like you say that every night, but it was something special. Really.
Was it completely full?
I don't know. It looked like it.
That's good. Are you having a laugh doing it? Because you genuinely enjoy doing the music, don't you?
Yeah, we were talking about it today, that it's... Because actually we've never been on a sort of regular tour, not even in Denmark. Like, we've played a lot of shows, but only like 3 in a row, and this is like 10 in a row, so. But, you know, we're really optimistic. It's just like, you know, just hope it keeps getting better and better.
Are you finally living the rock and roll dream that you've always wanted?
Yeah, I suppose you can say so.
You know,
I still have to go to bed quite early, you know, to lose my voice and stuff.
But yes.
Yeah, you know, you always try. It was funny, because I DJed, you know, just to put tin records on at the club afterwards yesterday. It's really nice to do stuff like that afterwards.
No, of course, exactly.
It's so fun.
Hello, it's Alex here. Move Your Feet is still in the top 10 after 9 weeks. You must be packing them out, aren't you? Aren't there hundreds of people turning up?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, I think because we sort of did that on purpose, sort of gone through sort of the indie clubs, the smaller clubs of the country, instead of, you know, trying to, you know, oh, now we have a big hit, now, you know, sell out, you know.
Senior, I've got to ask you, are you rich on the back of Move Your Feet?
Why is everyone asking it over here? It's like you're obsessed with money. It's
we are.
I mean, you know, it's like that program, what's it called, Essex Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Essex Girls. Wives. Are you saying Alex and I are like Essex Wives? Unbelievable!
can I ask you about this? Because there was something this week, you know, you must have noticed touring around me. You're going all over the country. Manchester, Brighton, Birmingham, Bristol, Cardiff, Liverpool. Now, this week, there's a well-known footballer who said that a lot of the ladies in this country are a bit rough, like drinking a lot and being sick, which, frankly, is what I like about them.
Yep.
But I wonder whether you've encountered that, and do they differ from Danish ladies?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a big difference, actually. But what I think, you know, you can say... it's not especially the ladies. I don't know. I haven't seen that much. But it's more like, you know, the UK people, you know, can be very rude, really.
Yes.
It's sort of one of your trademarks, really.
Because, like, rude? Shut up!
I mean, we love you as well. It's not like that. You know, but sort of, you know, it's so funny because everyone, like, screams, you bastard, you blah, blah, blah.
Language, Timothy.
And, you know, in Denmark, people are too polite. You know, you never do that. Like, you know, when you read a newspaper over here, it's like, oh, that fat bastard.
We don't all swear, so you're sorry. How is Junior having a good time? Because Junior, I'm a big fan of his. He looks like Ricardo from The Salon. Is he enjoying himself?
I know who Ricardo from The Salon is, and I think he'll be very not pleased if you told him
that. Oh, Ricardo's a legend.
Will he be doing his old hits, Junior, Mama used to say? I mean, that must get him going, mustn't it? On the dance floor?
He's taking the mickey out of you, Senior. He's referring to a very old artist from the 80s called Junior. Listen, so you're playing this evening. Can we expect any surprises in the gig tonight? What's going to happen?
Any surprises? I know, hopefully, they're always, when you play, they're always, you know, certain surprises every night, but it's not planned.
Yeah.
We really don't like to, you know, plan things too much and do, like, the same tricks in the same song.
Keep it a bit spontaneous.
So it should really just be spontaneous, because it really, you know, you can so easily go down that path.
Exactly.
Know,
okay, listen.
Saying the same things before the same songs, and, you know.
Yeah, this is one we wrote about, a broken heart. Listen, you're playing at the Hop and Grape tonight in Manchester, and tomorrow at the Boutique in Brighton. Will you send our love to Junior?
No, we're not.
Oh, we've got different... Tell us the dates, then. What have you got? We've got different dates. I've got a list here.
We're not playing Brighton, so I don't know why. I'm sorry, Brighton.
Oh, bless Brighton, but you are...
But I think we'll be back. I think Fat Boy Slim is doing something at the end of the month.
Right.
But, we're playing a festival in Newcastle on Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic, so they can get and see you there. Well, listen, send our love to Junior, and best of luck with the tour. I hope it goes really well. We're going to leave now with the smash hit, Move Your Feet. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Holiday Monday on Six Music.
Six Music, Ian Lee, Alex Lowe, 26 past 12. This is probably your last chance to get your quid in a jukebox selection in, and you could win, if we play your three songs you choose, you could win the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. You can email them at www.bbc.co.uk/6music. You got one there, I believe, Alex.
Yes, someone who's done it. It's Ben Chapman, who's asked for The Specials, Ghost Town, Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness, Frank Sinatra, Summer Wind, and this would have won if it had been up to me, but it ain't.
It ain't the winner, so send them in. You're listening to Six Music. It's just gone 12:30. It's time for the news.
Crystal clear sound.
Across the UK.
On digital satellites. Channel 911.
This is Six Music.
Coming up in the last half an hour of the show, we'll be trying to find the dwarf chameleon we let free. Goodness.
From the BBC. Yeah, yeah.
This is Six Music.
Oh dear, what happened there?
I don't know. I was busy looking out the window and shouting at kids. And you were eating a pork pie, and then it just stopped. He just didn't want it. They didn't want to play. That's the Androids, and Rather Do It with Madonna. They're a wicked band. They opened for Kiss recently in Australia.
Good God. Maybe it's just the end of the song. Maybe that's how it ends.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. A good record.
Look, listen, here's an interesting thing.
Yes, I'm looking at and listening.
Apparently, Parkinson and Jonathan Ross are at war over who gets the top guests on their shows. Now, that's fine, but this was in The Sun yesterday. Bosses are furious that this is a top guest, Shane Ritchie, chose to appear on Jonathan Ross's show last week. And Parkinson will end with the top show business guests, Amanda Holden and Hugh Laurie. Now, I'm not being rude.
Oh, the bloke from Fry and Laurie and that bird who dumped Les Dennis.
Yeah, and he's a great Hugh. I know Hugh because I was in the film Peter's Friends with Hugh Laurie.
Well, I believe you played the insignificant, insipid gardener, didn't you? You were quite slim in those days.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? Gorgeous. But I mean, you know, what's
where
the big
did, no, stop there. Where did your career go wrong after that? So 15 years later, you're just doing this with me. What happened, Alex?
Well,
you could have been a big star.
I wonder why I put myself through it. I've done 4 feature films, and here I am making smutty jokes with that.
The thing I love about
that lanky bloke off the telly.
The thing I love about you is you've got no shame. Everyone that's come in, he's the Mark expert, the film expert, Mark, you were saying, have you seen this film I've been in? And I was in this film as well. He'd seen none of them.
No, but you say that, but the other bloke the other day had seen one of my films is for more than you anyway.
I like the way we treat our guests with the respect they deserve. The other bloke the other day.
Shameful.
Six Music.
Six.
Steve Lamack is in the building. He'll be here from 1 o'clock today. But all morning we've been asking you to email in your quid in a jukebox choices. Alex, I believe you have the winner there.
Yes, indeed. Anne Head is the winner. Well done, Anne. Didn't she invent the Teletubbies or something? It's somewhat like that, isn't it? Rolling Stones,
idea.
Brown Sugar. This is Anne's choices. Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar, Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You, and The Specials, Little Bitch.
Anne. Hey, listen, don't you have a go at Anne. She chose those songs. What does she win, sir?
She wins Matrix Reloaded soundtrack.
I am loving it. Well, here's the first one. It's Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, sir. was sorry, Alex. Why did you spit all over the studio there?
Listen, congratulations to Anne Head, who wins the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. It seemed like these were just spurious choices.
We thought they were just random songs.
Actually, Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar, Specials, Little Bitch, Daddy Warhol's Bohemian Like You all have the same... I'm talking. All have the same intro. Well done, Anne. You win a Matrix Reloaded soundtrack.
Fantastic. What are you up to this weekend, Alex? You doing anything exciting? A bit more painting, a bit more decorating?
Kids, stay young, kids, while you can. I'm doing a lot of painting and DIY. Dear me.
Gosh. Well, let's stop talking about that, because that's actually quite dull.
It is.
I'm going to go home. I splashed a load of money on a guitar the other day, paying an extra couple of hundred quid on top of it, because he's got a picture of the lead guitarist of Kiss on there, Ace Frehley himself.
Isn't that fantastic? Talking of rock and roll, which we were, the big news, of course, Ozzy Osbourne.
Alex, why are you suddenly being so funny all of a sudden? For the last 3 hours, nothing. The last 20 seconds, it's hilarious. Go on, quickly.
Oh, all right.
We haven't got time now. Listen, I've got to say, Steve Lamack is coming from 1 o'clock today. His new favourite band this week are Keane, who are chatting to Steve, and they're playing live in the studio. But Craig Charles is here from 6 o'clock today with The Funk Show. And he's joined by Mr. G from Jazzman Records. Sample City points the finger at Fatboy Slim. And the three-of-a-kind comedy team look at the Ninja Tune label. Alex, you're going to say something.
I was just going to say, join us next week, and hopefully I might be able to get a word in edgeways. Oh, if the lanky one shut up.
And hopefully I might be able to get a pie in edgeways if the tubby one stops eating. Listen, Steve Lamack's coming up. Have a lovely weekend, and stop it. We'll see you next week. Skinny. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.